today that will help us to buttress what we are doing today. How many of us have an idea what patterns is all about? Patterns. Patterns is dealing with what has been in your family. You can see what you are going through or what you are experiencing. Daddy, mommy, grandfather have experienced it before. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I go into the message, can I still also appreciate everybody who has been keeping forth while I was away for almost 2.5 weeks. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for the minister, the pastorate, and every one of you. Hallelujah. I really appreciate God for your life. Hallelujah. You know, whenever God wants to do something great in one's life, the enemy will arise. When I was coming from U.S. before going to Africa, the plane went into turbulence. A journey of 45 minutes became a journey of about 6 hours. We were taken to a different airport. And then from that airport, they brought us back and all that. So by the time I came back to London, I was extremely tired. I mean, something that should take 6 hours, 45 minutes, taking 6 hours, turbulence and all that. Then also I now went to Africa. Coming back, the day I was supposed to come, like I was saying to them on Thursday, we're about to board before even the plane that will carry us landed. And as it was landing, fire brigade and everybody was running to the spot. It was smoky. And I was telling the people that we were asking to board, I said, I don't think this is a plane. This plane is going tonight. I said, we should be ready to go to the hotel. It was about 11. Nobody gave us any information at about 1:30 a.m. or that the flight is canceled. Before our flight was canceled, Air France was canceled. So 2 flights were canceled the same night. And they said, oh, we are going to the hotel. And like Africa, we treat you. Nobody give us any information. We just sat there. Okay, what happened? We'll tell you what to do next. After about 30 minutes, we are taking you to the hotel. All right? Where is the hotel? What? No information. Then the next thing, follow us. I mean, imagine about 350 people following people. And they take us through one Israelite journey. And by the time we come back to another country and say, come and kill and be writing it. My question was, there's a manifesto for those of us who are bothered with our name. Just call their name and tick. And they said, no, we need to write our name. We need to write our email. We need to write our phone number and all that. And so we did that, you know, that took another 2-3 hours. You know, everybody just quit writing. Then it took, by the time we got to the hotel, it was 4 a.m. in the morning. By 11, we are back to the airport. And got to the airport, we didn't fly again until almost 5. And you wonder, by the time we got to Lufthansa, because it's a Lufthansa airline, and by the time we got to Germany in Frankfurt, all the flight is gone to London. So hotel again. We are there till about 12, the second day before they flew me to London City, and I came about 1. You know, so the journey that 6 hours normally took me 48 hours just rumbling around. You know, I called my spiritual father, and my spiritual father, I said, one of your ministrations, you said, you cannot die by here. I said, sir, I know I cannot die by here. He said, well, just confirm me to me so I should calm down. And I thank God that I'm here today. While I was telling them in the plane, some of the guys who were agitated shouted. I said, listen, whatever you want to do, you can sue the airline, you can do everything. Shouting here will not do anything. I said, all those who are shouting on here are not decision makers. I said, so your shouting does not. I said, thank God we are not a number. They don't say passenger number, so. They are still calling you your name. Hallelujah. I pray for you this year. No death will come near you. None of your loved one will die in the name of Jesus. Grace will keep you in the name of Jesus. Our time is fast, friend. This is 12 already. When I talk of patterns, every one of us know what patterns is. But for the lack of younger ones, I want to let you know, when you begin to see some of the things you are going through that your mother has gone through it before, when you are looking at what you are going through that your grandmother or your grandfather have gone through it, Or maybe somebody just tell you the story about it in your family, then you know there is a pattern. And one thing I've realized is this, there are patterns that operate in every life that most of us don't take note about. Hallelujah. One of the things people say, oh, white people don't have pattern. I beg to disagree. They have worse pattern than we do because they don't do anything about it. The pattern just run. You know, in Africa, there's a way we say three generations cannot be poor because we do something about it. But I've seen 10 generations in the white that continue to be poor. Hallelujah. So patterns are real. Patterns are things that we need to deal with. Having a degree does not erase pattern. Having money does not erase pattern. Having a good job does not erase pattern. It's only a pathway. That you left your country and you are in UK does not mean patterns have erased. You will just discover at some point, something will just trigger something to activate the pattern. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Something we just trigger in the family. You know, you look at a family where, let's say, there's always divorce. You know, marriage will just be working. All of a sudden, it could be 20, it could be 30 years into the marriage. Something will just trigger it. And if you are not careful, or you will say, no, I don't take rubbish from anybody. Then you now begin to see some phonetics that does not operate in the spirit. I don't take trash from anybody. The major thing is the enemy will give you enough excuse to convince yourself that you are doing the right thing. The enemy will make you to stand at right. But listen to me. Until somebody stand and said, this pattern cannot continue, the pattern will continue. Until somebody dare to take a step and say, I will do whatever it takes, patterns will continue. Because the pattern started by blood. The pattern started by covenant. This pattern is established by zeal. That there's something, there's an agreement in the spirit realm that you cannot see that establishes some of this pattern. But I want us to deal with some of it today. I'm not going to explain pattern as in explaining pattern. Hallelujah. Let's look at some things and I will just tell you. Let's look at Genesis 37. Genesis 37. Because, listen, the blood is always the last joker that God uses. You know, when you look at the Egyptians, the Israelites in Egypt, there are 10 plagues. None of it works. Because all the 9 can be replicated by the Egyptians. As Moses will put one down, they will replicate it. They will even do it faster. And they were telling Moses, all these things we taught you to when you were in the palace with us. So what are you doing? But when God brought the blood, it was the last joker. They cannot replicate it. They cannot repeat it. They cannot do anything about it. I pray that your prayer will not be replicated by the enemy today in the name of Jesus. What God will make you to do today, the enemy will not be able to replicate it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to take it. Just follow me the way I will do it today and God will help you in Jesus' name. 37, verse 31. And they took Joseph coat. How many of us remember Joseph? Joseph was one of the number 11 child of his father. His father's name is Jacob. So they took his coat and killed a kid of the goat and dipped the coat in the blood. Give me 32. And they sent the coat of many colors and they brought it to their father and said, this we have found. Know now whether it be thy sons or not. Can I take this opportunity to prophesy to the life of mothers and fathers here? They will not bring the clothes of your children for you to recognize in the name of Jesus. Your children will not die suddenly in the name of Jesus. At no point in your life will you be brought into any point to identify the body of your loved one in the name of Jesus. Imagine they brought the clothes to the father. And say, is this a clue to your butt? You see, the brothers, in order to cover their track, your enemy will make a mistake today in the name of Jesus. The mistake that will cost them their life, their destiny, they will make it today in the name of Jesus. You see, the mistake they made was to kill a kid. They kill a kid. A kid is a young goat, which is a symbol of Jesus himself. So they made a mistake to thinking they are covering their tracks. So when they kill him and they dip, what they are saying is, we are making you a victor. Dipping is caught in the blood. They are saying, we are making you a victor. So the blood began to speak. Because you need to know, in the olden times, they still do it. In the villages, when you see the people who fight war, I'm not talking of military with guns. When war used to be war, you see, the amount of blood they put in their clothes signify how worrisome they are. Give me Isaiah 9 verse 5 and let's see what the Bible talks about the blood. I'm trying to build something because somebody will receive a total deliverance today. But please just put it at the back of your mind. Patterns are real, and until you deal with it, I've seen a man who became a millionaire and within 48 hours lost everything. Because there's a spirit of poverty in the family that we always tell them, you can have your money, but you cannot sustain it. Any power that says you will not sustain what God has given to you will die today in the name of Jesus. He said, for every battle of the warrior is with convulsions, and the garment rolled in blood. But this have been with the burning and fuel of fire. So here, when you talk, where any garment is rolling the blood, and the person is still alive, he's a warrior. It's only when he's dead that he's not a warrior. But if the person is still alive, the person is a warrior. So they turn him to a warrior. They turn him to be a lord over everything. By dipping his blood, by dipping his cloth in the blood, they made him the warrior. Because the Bible said in Exodus 15:3, it said the Lord is a man of war. It said the Lord is his name. So they made him Lord of everything. They make him to be in charge. Hallelujah. If they have known, they would have killed him. But can I shock you? Since they cannot kill you up to today, you are becoming a warrior. You are becoming a leader. You are becoming the overcomer in your family in the name of Jesus. In number 31:27. Number 31:27. I'm just trying to build this today. This is a long message we're going to preach for 5 weeks. Because we need to end some patterns in this church. We need to end some patterns in this church. I remember when we started dealing with the issue of immigration issues in this house, in the 12, 15 years, God began to deal with it one by one, one by one. Patterns has to end in this home. Working hard and not making it needs to come to an end. Struggling every day of your life and at the time when you're supposed to be enjoying, things goes wrong. We stop it today in the name of Jesus. He said, and divide the prey into two parts. Between them that took the war upon them, who went out to battle, and between all the congregation. You see, there are lots that are given. There are things that the enemy want to do, but the enemy, God turned it around. God turned it other ways. I pray that God will turn things away from you today in the name of Jesus. Blood, like we said, I think in the book of Leviticus 17:11, he said the life of everything is in the blood. Am I right? 17, yes. The life of the flesh is in the blood. If there is no blood, and the flesh is dead. Am I right? Those of you women who cook, if there is no blood, you know the meat is dead already. Hallelujah. He said, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. That is where I'm coming to. The blood contains life. And God said, I've given it to you to make atonement. That means you can use it to pay for any covenant that is already there. You can use it to erase any covenant that is there. He said, for it is the blood that make an atonement for the soul. The blood can pay for what we are talking about tonight. The blood has the significance and the efficacy to deal with the issues in our life and in our family. I pray that God will set you free today in the name of Jesus. You saw, so when you talk of, when they dip the clothes in the blood, what they have done is to give life to him. What they have said to him is, you will overcome anywhere you go. What they have done is to say, you will be in charge. You know, there's a song they normally sing. Let me sing it in tongues, and I will interpret it. He said, Ejile toju ejile, Eshewo. But somebody has sing it in a way, he said, Ejile tomu ejile, Eshewo. That means Ejile, that swallow another ejile. That means the covenant that swallow another covenant. There are altars that swallow another altar. There are altars that when you raise it, no other altar stops. There are covenants that when you go into, all of that covenant is erased. Somebody was talking about some president in Africa. He said the covenant they carry is that nobody can kill them. Hallelujah. But what they've gone to some higher realm. But you are in a higher realm than wherever realm they are. And your ability can swallow their realm forever. Zechariah 9:11, give me that quickly. We are coming quickly. And I want to give us some. Hallelujah. That woman is laughing. Zechariah 9:11. Quickly, Zechariah 9. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I've sent thee what? Send thee out of the pit. So by the blood you can come out of these challenges. Amen. Hallelujah. Out of the pit wherein there is no water. So, the blood has the capacity to set you free. The blood has the capacity to free you. Listen, I preached some months ago in this church. You know, when the blood is activated, then you need to add your faith to it. You know, the enemy will be telling you fear. Then you will be telling you faith. You need to activate your faith. I was coming from an evening prayer in Abeokuta. So as the driver was taking me, luckily I was sitting at the back. And he said to them, he said, oh, these useless people, they are putting sacrifice on this at this junction again. And as we were going, I said, what do you mean? He said, every evening, they bring every sacrifice. I said, in this lack of money, lack of food, lack of anything, he said, they bring every sacrifice to that junction every evening. Listen, there's a sacrifice that can swallow any sacrifice carried because of you. Hallelujah. What can your faith carry? Am I talking about myself today, or your faith is attaching to it that every covenant in your life can be erased? It comes to you. It comes to you to believe that. You see, when he said you, when they dig his clothes in the pit or in the blood, Zechariah is saying, it will come out. Look at the life of Joseph. He came out of the pit. They threw him in the pit. God delivered him. From the hand of Potiphar, God delivered him, Potiphar's wife. When he was in the prison, God delivered him. Because they've sacrificed for him, thinking they were making a representation to his father. Am I talking to somebody? So, what I'm saying is, this Zechariah is saying, because of the dipping of the blood, you will come out. So if you believe in the blood today, you will come out of this mess. You will come out of this delay. You will come out of these issues in the name of Jesus. Listen, somebody's because of who we have stroke today in the name of Jesus. When you come out, God will give them stroke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So digging the clothes in the blood means go and overcome. The Bible says, I think in Revelation 12:11, it said we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So the moment the blood comes in, you become an overcomer. You become an overcomer. That is the word the Bible says. That is why when Joseph came out and he saw his brother, do you know what he said? He said, you guys planning for evil. But God told it for good. Genesis 50:20. Genesis 50:20. Some of you, those who hate you, will come to bow for you. And when they are bowing for you, you say, when you are planning it, you thought it for evil. But God turned it for good. Because where they thought they left you, they will not meet you there. Heaven will raise you higher in the name of Jesus. He said, but as for you, ye thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day. Save much people alive. God will bring you alive in the name of Jesus. Like I said to you, the blood is the last joker that God used. I want you to use the joker today. I don't want to change the communion service today. I just want to key into it. Let us use it. Let's use this joker to deal with the enemy. If the Israelites can be free by the blood, that nobody could stop them, you also can be free in the name of Jesus. Amen. God can set you free. But the Bible says Jesus is not only our advocate, he's the judge. Jesus is not only the advocate, he's our judge. So he will plead your case and he will also judge the case. So when he plead your case, he will set you free. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:5. Hallelujah. 54:5. For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy redeemer, the only one of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. But he starts by saying, your maker is your husband. Hallelujah. He will make things good for you. He will settle you. He will help you. In the name of Jesus. This morning I was asking this woman something. Was it yesterday? I said, how many times have you been discouraged being my wife? You remember? I know some of us are discouraged. But encourage yourself. Hallelujah. I know there are some delay. Hallelujah. You think every time she's happy, she marry me? You think so? At times we just wake up and say, hey, why did I marry this boy? Sir? What mistake in my life did I make to say yes to this village boy? None of you is talking now. How many children have looked at their father and said, why did this man be my father, sir? God of all the fathers. Why is the church quiet? Am I the only one who will feel that? But every time I feel, why did God give me to that bushman, the old man in the village? I didn't enjoy him. He never take me out on play or anything. Why even a Nigerian? Thank you. Why am I in Nigeria? You at times you feel discouraged. You at times you begin to say, I've been coming to church. Why is it that God just abandoned me? Is God really the one we say he is? Does God really answer questions? But can I tell you, the biggest of us go through discouragement. Every one of us here have gone through discouragement. But the Bible says, be of good cheer. It said, because he has overcome. And if he overcame, you also can overcome. You remember Jesus, what he was saying to him, is this the son of carpenter? How will the son of carpenter do this? How did he? But at the end, he did not overcome. If Jesus overcame, you will overcome in the name of Jesus. Understand things today as I'm rounding up. That power belongs to you and to what you believe in God. Hallelujah. You cannot continue to allow what the enemy is doing to take hold of your life. You need to do something. It is true we are not there when God laid the foundation of the earth. You are not there when your grandfather made mistake. You are not there when your mother was committing themselves to something they should not. But hear me. God can set you free today. Heaven can set you free today in the name of Jesus. God can do things to make your heaven to be straight and your head to be glorious in the name of Jesus. Now let's look at some words that we pray. Mark 7 verse 13. Mark 7 verse 13. Somebody's story will change within the next 36 hours. You understand what I've just said? Within 36 hours, somebody's story will turn around completely. Hallelujah. He said, making the word of God of none effect through what? Are we reading it? Through your tradition. He didn't say my tradition. The tradition in your family. Okay? Which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. There are things we do, Sister Angel, that activate patterns. Listen, there are things we do. Some of you, till tomorrow, will not eat new yam until they do some sacrifice. Hallelujah. There are some of you, there are some things they do in your family, you still do it till tomorrow. You say, no, in our family, we don't do it that way. Am I alone? If I'm alone, let's just pray. There are some of family pattern you follow. I gave an example here of a woman who fried egg with milk. And the daughter picked it up, the granddaughter picked it up. And the husband said, why are you frying your egg with milk? He said, because my mother does it. They asked, ma'am, why are you frying egg with milk? Because grandmother does it. When they asked grandmother, why did you do? Because my mother does it. By the time when they asked, they said, during the war, they don't have enough egg. So to make the egg become bigger, they had some milk. But they had milk and water. So they pass it down, and people continue to, it become a custom. It become a tradition. There are some of tradition we still do till tomorrow. Church, please understand me this morning. There are things we do that empowers, empowers patterns, thank you. There are things we do that empowers patterns. What do they do in your family? I was preaching in the U.S. and I said something. I said, why on earth will a family gather all the children and buy bouquet, is it bouquet, the cauliflower, on a Saturday morning and go to the cemetery and sit down there with your breakfast and have breakfast? How many of you still do it here? We are spirit dwells. You carry your children on a Saturday morning and sit down on a bench and you are eating breakfast. No, if you think it is on a Saturday morning drive to any of the cemetery, you will see them there. But that's those people. There are other things we do that activate those things. If I ask you now, some of you, when is your birth date, your birth month? Some of you will not even tell me the month. You say, I'm a Capricorn. I am Aquarius. I am Gemini. Is that biblical? Did you see it in the Bible? You see, whenever you are activating some silly things, you are what happened to others will happen to you. The Bible says, be ye different. Look at what the Bible says. It says, making the word of God non-effect through your traditions. What traditions are you still keeping? What traditions are you still keeping? Oh, if you are going to some place, you must wear so-so color. Why the traditions? Oh, anybody who just gave birth to a baby in our family must eat so-so-so. You are keeping traditions. Some of you unknowingly will just do it. It's become normal. Some of you, when you cook your food, there are some things you do. They were asking one boy when he wanted to go into to play football, he will go like this three times. Why is he doing it? And you see people follow it. Hallelujah. And the devil amplified the evil patterns we do to keep the pattern of evil in our family. Hallelujah. There are some eulogy they give to you. Is it actually right? When somebody, okay, in my family, they call us Omowa, Omoekun. If you call me Omoekun, I will say okay. But you can't call me Omowa. So why would they call you Omotakiti? When that means they are saying I'm a mad person. I'm a with it. Do you understand? And your head is swollen. Over things that activate, what they are saying is, I still belong there. I am still part of it. What happened to them can happen to me. That is what you are saying. But if somebody call me American, I know I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Okay? Great. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying, what are the things you know have no biblical undertone, and you allow yourself to go with it? Even, can I shock you, even one thing, on a Valentine's Day, what prescription says we must wear it? Okay, go and read it. Where does it start? No, what I'm saying is there are some patterns you key yourself into, and you activate the evil patterns in your family. Don't be bound by the law that has no biblical base. Okay, look at what the Bible says here. It says, making the word of God non-effect through your tradition. That means you are negating the law of God. Okay, let's go to Colossians 2:8. Colossians 2:8. Time is going. Colossians 2:8. The tradition has power to stop your progress. So traditions have power to stop your progress. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and feigned deceit, after the tradition of what? Of men. After the tradition of men. And after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ. All we are doing is after Christ. That the church asks you to do it does not mean it is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Check it. Is it Bible based? Is it Bible based? You know, I grew up as a Catholic. How many of you have a relationship that are Catholics? Okay, Catholics. Now, when you see Catholics, every one of us, Pentiraska, we condemn the Catholics. Oh, they carry rosary around their neck. But go to most of our car, that same rosary is there. You understand? Oh, they wear scapula. What is the scapula about? But the same people who criticize, we wear handband. Huh? Wristband, armband, neckband. So, in fact, my people, I trust them. Some of them, when they are entering the office, they will kiss it first. They will touch it with their lips. What is the difference? No, what is the difference? I entered the house of a pastor. He has his prayer corner. And what did he put there? All those handbands. So it looked like a shrine of a Babalawo. What am I saying to us is this? After vain deceit, after the tradition of men. You see, when you follow the tradition of men, what happened to men will happen to you. What I'm saying is this. If you want to stop it, you need to take a step. So that your fasting and prayer will not be in vain. So that your declaration will not be in vain. Okay. Colossians 2. Go to verse 20. And let it to 22. If anybody has another version, I want you to help me look at it before we pray. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ, if you be dead with Christ, if you are born again, that's what it means. From the rudiment of this world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Verse 21. Touch not, taste not, and do not. Huh? In our family, we don't share egg. Who is from that kind of family? Where you don't share egg? Eh? There are some family they don't share egg. But that same person will go to where they do scrabble egg and see it. Eh? Where they fry egg for everybody, it will still take part. But we don't share egg. In our family, we don't share egg. Some people, you know what? Poverty mentality or an... No, no. Can I pay our Stinginess. Some are just stingy. So when they ask one egg, they say, in our family, we don't share egg. Hallelujah. But he said, taste not, touch not, and not. Give me verse 22. And 22 say, which are all to perish with the using after the commandment and doctrine of men. Who has another version of the Bible? It doesn't want that kind of attention. You need to go out of some traditions. Hallelujah. You go to some places when they want to pray, they will have to break cola first. They will get wine, touch it on the ground. You see, hang around with them there. You see, listen, you don't need to eat it. But being there present, you are part of it. So what happened to others happened to you. Hallelujah. You know, I went to somewhere to pray in Nigeria, and they said, let's bring cola for us. I said, which cola? We are praying before going to church to preach. You are bringing cola. What has the cola got to do with all we want to do? It's tradition. Oh, he said, that's how we pray. I said, no, I don't do that. Hallelujah. What is that thing that nobody eats? Oh, in our family, we don't eat this. So you all don't eat it. I told you about one man of God, very close man of God to be, whose father refused to eat snail. And this guy is eating snail. But the guy is blessed, the father is still poor. And he told his father, he said, Daddy, eat this snail, it's nutritious. So he said, no, in our family, we don't eat it. And he said, that's why you are, that is a pastor. And he's a pastor. He said, that's why you are still poor. Because what you are praying against, you are following the same traditions. Hallelujah. There are some things as children of God we need to run away from. The blood is there to release us from all this. The blood. But can I tell you, pattern is so real and pattern is so strong that it takes the blood to break it. Give me Romans 1:32. Hallelujah. We are coming close to the end. Romans 1:32. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So it's not only those who do it, even those who have pleasure in them that do it. It's my wife. My wife can do whatever she likes. They do it in their family. She can do whatever they do in their family. Hallelujah. When they were to bury my father-in-law, we were there, and we were praying. We know Baba has enjoyed his life. So when the people who want to bury Baba came, I carry a bam like that. I think Daddy was with us. I put Daddy around my neck, begin to run. Nobody was pursuing me. But I was running. Because I know, you see, you cannot be in the environment and not be part of it. Some of the things that is happening to us is because we allow it to happen. You still respect traditions. You still, I'm not dealing with eating ungodly food today. Forget that. We are dealing with that another time. But I'm talking of traditions. What you do intentionally. A brother just went to Kenya and he was telling me when he got into Kenya, as he entered Kenya and he got into the family house, they sat him down and they asked that this is how to welcome him in a traditional way. And he said no, I'm a child of God, I'm not part of this. God already welcomed me from the airport. And then he refused. How many of us can refuse that? Some of us, euphoria, that you are in a new place, you are just happy. Oh, I'm back home now. It's the same one of another brother who went home And they took the meat that we used to serve him to their shrine. They said the meat must bow on the altar. And he asked God to tell me. And here we will pray and fasting and putting our head on the floor. Hallelujah. How many people are tired of the patterns they are going through? Please, I want us to sincerely want to deal with it today. There are some patterns that breaks my heart. There are things that we go through that should not be at all. God says, I've given you freedom. I've made you free and you should be free. That is what the word of God says. That's what the word of God says. He said you are free and you should be free. Nothing more. And give me Psalm 80 verse 10. I hope I got that right. 84:10, I think. Psalm 84 verse 10. For a day in the court, in thy court, is better than 1,000. That means 24 hours in the house of God is better than 24,000 hours elsewhere. He said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. I submit to you, the God of your father's house has not helped you. Can you let them go tonight? Can you let them go today? Let's rise on our feet. Let's rise on our feet. We are dealing with the blood today. We are dealing with the blood. Young children, please let me explain a few things to you. There are some things you should not go through. That's why we are doing what we are doing today. Hallelujah. There are some things that you should not go through. I know a mother who gave birth to a child at the age of 19. Listen to me. The daughter gave birth to the child at the age of 18. The child of the 18-year-old gave birth at the age of 17. And the child of that 17 is pregnant at 16. Who is telling me that is not a pattern? Who is telling me that is not a pattern? The pattern that makes people to quit when they're supposed to succeed. We need to break it today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Can you say with me, my father, my father? My father, my father, I set myself free from every evil pattern. Every pattern in my father's house that delay life, that delay progress. Every pattern that make life of no good effect. I come out of it today. Whatever the enemy is doing to sustain my life, whatever the enemy is doing to limit my life, I break free from it today. I break free from it today. I break free from it today. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. I plead the blood upon my life, upon my situation, upon my household, upon my situation, upon my health, upon my household. Anything the enemy is doing to cut my life short, anything the enemy is doing to make negative impact upon my life, I cancel it today. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father, I am not subject to any negative pattern, every evil pattern that make people to die young in my father's house, every negative pattern that make people to be sick at a particular age in my mother's house, I break free from it today. Every pattern that make my life to be at a wrong direction, I cancel it today. I cancel it today. Say with me, my father, my father, my father, my father, I receive grace. I receive grace to be what you have called me to be. Anything working against my life, anything working against my freedom, I break free from it today. I break free from it today. I receive the grace of God. I receive the mercy of God. I receive the grace of God. I receive the mercy of God to be what God has called me to be. Thank you, Father. I don't know who this one is for. Hear me today. What they said you will not carry, you will carry it. That thing that said it will not come to pass, hear the word of the Lord, is coming to pass. In the name of Jesus. Hold your hand to somebody. Just hold your hand. I'm not saying pray for them. Hold your hand to, make sure your hand is connected to somebody. Hey. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, set somebody free here today, Lord. Set somebody here free today, oh God. Set somebody free today, oh God. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Move in a new dimension. Holy Ghost. Move in a new dimension. Holy Ghost. Wipe away every tears right now. Librontoli cambro cashigede. Lika poconte le combregede. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I receive my freedom. I receive my freedom. I am not part of them. I belong to you. I am not part of them. I belong to you. What happened to them must not happen to me. It will not happen to me. I reject it today. By the blood of the Lamb, I reject it today. I declare, I am free. I am free. By the power of Holy Ghost, I am free. By the blood of the Lamb, I am free. By the help of the Holy Ghost, I am free. By the mercy of Jehovah, I am free. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Declare that you are free today. Declare that you are free. By the power of Holy Ghost. By the anointing of God, we are free today. Libre kunde ya bale de 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 de. Everything that has limited you are free. I declare you are free. You are free from the powers of your father's house. You are free from the powers of your mother's house. Libre de kunde breke de. Whatever want to empower the patterns, whatever says others are not married, you will not marry. I break it today in the name of Jesus. Whatever says other divorce, you will divorce. I break it today in the name of Jesus. Whatever says others have diabetes, you must have it. I break it today. Every pattern of evil, just talk to God this morning. Talk to God this morning. Jesus, say we pray. Please put your hand up by your chest. I just want to pray for you. I'm conscious of time. We need to take the communion. Whatever evil voices that is speaking to your mind, every voice that is telling you to do something that is not right, every voice that is making you to commit error, every voice that is saying, go and kill yourself, every voice that is saying, oh, just walk out of the house, every voice that is talking to your mind in your dream, every voice that is giving you signals while you are walking in a quiet place, I scatter those voices today in the name of Jesus. I scatter those voices today in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is harassing you in your dream, every voice that is harassing your family, every voice that is speaking negativity, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is saying that sickness will come back, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is saying you will end like your mama end up, you will end up like your father end up, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. I pray for your helper today. Lord, open their eyes. Open their eyes that they may recognize where you are. That they may come to help you. Every helpers of your destiny will locate you today. Every interpreter of your dream will come to you today. They will do what God has called them to do. Thank you, Father. We worship you, adore you. Please, while we are standing, let the minister come and share the communion quickly. We have no time. Please let him share. Giving up. God tell me, don't give up. He said, it will happen soon. God said, don't give up. It will happen soon. That's what I have from God. Miracle worker. Miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. Just hold on for me 1 minute. How many of us believe in miracles? I need one today myself. If you need it, please sing it with your mind. 2024 will not go without your miracle. Oh God. Thank you. and your blood that is in our hands. Leviticus 17:11, it said the life of the flesh is in the blood. And the Bible says, it said blood, the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, than the blood of any bull. Lord, as we take your body and your blood, erase every pattern in our life. Erase every pattern in our life. The pattern that is waiting to reunite, the pattern that is waiting to happen, Lord, we cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Pattern that is already happening, pattern that already in work in our life, Lord, we stop it today in the name of Jesus. We reverse it today in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the sender today in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, Lord, as we take your body and your blood, make us new. And let your grace be upon our life. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I want us to take the body and blood of Jesus together. I want you to begin to pray as you have taken that. Begin to ask God what you want. Anything you want from God, begin to ask God. Every pattern you want to stop, begin telling God to stop it right now. I want you to begin to talk to God. Just begin to talk to God and talk to God. Talk to God. God that make man whole, God that call Lazarus out of death, call upon that same God to make you whole today. Call upon that same God to make you whole today. Call upon that same God to make you whole today. Call upon that same God to make you whole today. I want you to just begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God today. Begin to talk to God. God, call upon him. Call upon him today and say, Lord, I need you more than ever before. I need you, oh God. Just talk to him. Talk to him. Holy Ghost, come, bro, to today. Just talk to God today. Talk to him, please. Let me bring it up. Let me pray for one more time. Just please begin talking to God. Something needs to happen. Something needs to happen. Holy Ghost. She is a daughter of Abraham. Power of God. Set her free. Set her free, Lord. 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 My libre kedegede. My koshele kedegede. Mama, let me pray with you. Father, Lord, I ask for grace. Lord, I ask for your grace. I ask for your grace, Lord. I ask for your grace, Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Do it one more time again. See, he said, God, I'm Abraham. No more error. Pattern, come to an end. Pattern, an end. Pattern, you must come to an end. Holy Ghost, come, ready again. Le protula kakuda. Le break it. I break every power of the enemy. Every power of the enemy. In your lineage. In your lineage. I break it right now. I break it right now. Whatever the enemy is doing to this body, I cancel it today. Whatever the enemy is doing to this body, I cancel it today. I cancel it today. I cancel it today. I cancel it today. much power in the house. Yokes have been broken. I don't care how long yours have been. It's been broken today in the name of Jesus. Mercy will set you free. 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 Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I am tired of evil pattern. I don't want to repeat the patterns of my father. I don't want to repeat the patterns of my mother. I don't want to repeat the patterns in the family I married to. Oh God, set me free. Set me free. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself.
Your name is to be hallowed, Adonai. From the rising,
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Visit this life. Visit our right now, God. Visit our right now, God.
Your name, your name.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You will know that there is God. Somebody in that family will have stroke. The person behind your issue will have stroke. That person will have stroke. God is setting you free in the name of Jesus. Hear me and hear God this afternoon. Within the next 3 months, God will realign your life to his purpose for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever the case may be, please, I beg you, run away from evil. Whatever it is, whatever discouragement you have, run away from wickedness. Eh? They get a pastor, a old pastor, carry 4 children, go Babalawo house. They put them on mortar, and they were using axe to do incision on pastor's children. But hear me. Whoever taught you from today will die for it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whoever take your case to any witchcraft will die for you.
Amen.
Whoever says you will not make it, that person will die for you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Some of you will go home, that sickness will not find it anymore. That sickness will disappear. Likun shali baligada. Mankoto koto. There will be full restoration of the mind. Full restoration, full restoration, full restoration. Conscious of time. This service is supposed to close by one. It's past one. So I'm going to close us and we continue praying after the close. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask for your mercy. Let your mercy supersede. Let your mercy take over. Let your mercy override. The patterns will disappear in our midst. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' majesty, may we pray. Let's put hands together for Jesus this morning.